a Turkish folk tale. The legend of Mount Ararat, the story of Ahmet and Gulbahar, Agur Dag Efsanezi. Once upon a time, in a small village near Mount Ararat, there lived a young shepherd named Ahmet. He was a kind and hard-working boy. Every day, he took his sheep to the green hills near the big mountain. He loved the peaceful view of Mount Ararat and enjoyed the sound of the birds. In the same village, there was a beautiful girl named Gulbahar. She had long dark hair and bright smiling eyes. Many people in the village admired her beauty, but she loved only Ahmet. They met each other at the village fountain and became close friends. Soon their friendship turned into love. Ahmet and Gulbahar dreamed of getting married and living happily together. One day, Ahmet decided to talk to Gulbahar's father about marriage. He felt nervous but brave. He went to her house and said, "Sir, I love Gulbahar and I want to marry her. I promise to take good care of her." Gulbahar's father was a rich and strict man. He looked at Ahmet and said, "You are just a poor shepherd. You don't have money or land. Why should I let you marry my daughter?" Ahmet replied, "I know I am not rich, but I love Gulbahar very much. I will work hard and make her happy." Gulbahar's father thought for a moment. He did not want Ahmet to marry his daughter, so he gave him an impossible task. He said, "If you want to marry Gulbahar, you must bring me snow from the top of Mount Ararat in the middle of summer. Only then can you marry her." Ahmet felt sad and worried. He knew that the top of Mount Ararat was very high and dangerous. In the summer, the snow was far away and the climb was difficult. But Ahmet loved Gulbahar very much. He decided to do the impossible task. The next morning, Ahmet got ready to climb the mountain. Gulbahar came to see him. She was crying and said, "Ahmet, please don't go. The mountain is too dangerous. I don't want you to get hurt." Ahmet hugged Gulbahar and wiped her tears. "Don't worry," he said. "I will be fine. I love you, and I will do anything to be with you." Ahmet started his journey up the mountain. The path was steep and rocky. The sun was hot, and the wind was strong. Ahmet climbed higher and higher, but he did not give up. He thought about Gulbahar's smile and her kind heart. He wanted to prove his love to her. As he climbed, the weather changed. The air became colder and the sky turned dark. Ahmet saw the snow far away on the peak of Mount Ararat. He was tired, but he kept going. He climbed through the cold wind and sharp rocks. He felt the snow under his feet and filled a small bag with it. Ahmet was very happy. He had the snow. He started to go down the mountain, but the way down was even more difficult. He slipped on the rocks and hurt his leg. He tried to stand up, but he was too weak. Ahmet fell on the ground and closed his eyes. He thought about Gulbahar one last time before he fainted. Back in the village, Gulbahar waited for Ahmet. Every day, she looked at the mountain, hoping to see him coming back. She prayed for his safety. The villagers told her, "Forget about Ahmet. He cannot come back. The mountain is too dangerous." But Gulbahar did not listen. She believed in Ahmet's love and waited. Days passed, and one morning, the villagers saw something strange. There was snow falling from the sky, even though it was the middle of summer. The snow came from Mount Ararat and fell on the village. It was a miracle. The villagers ran to Gulbahar's house and said, "Look, Gulbahar, snow is falling in summer. Maybe it's a sign from Ahmet." Gulbahar ran outside. She held the snow in her hands and cried. She knew this was Ahmet's gift to her. He had completed the impossible task. But she also knew that he could not come back. She looked up at the mountain and whispered, "I love you, Ahmet. I will never forget you." The snow stopped falling, and the sun came out again. The villagers told the story of Ahmet and Gulbahar to their children and grandchildren. They said that the snow from Mount Ararat was a symbol of true love. Even today, people look at Mount Ararat and remember the legend. They say that sometimes, when the wind blows, you can hear Ahmet's voice whispering Golbahar's name. The story of Ahmet and Golbahar became a tale of love, bravery, and sacrifice. It teaches us that true love is strong, even stronger than the tallest mountain. And so, the legend of Mount Ararat lives on, reminding everyone that love can be powerful and magical.